opportunity to say thank you for praying for my wife and myself. Let me just quickly give you a simple report.
我要借这个机会来感谢大家为我的太太还有我自己来祷告。我现在也要很简短的报告一下发生什么事情。
Martha spent about 10 days in the hospital and had about 2 surgeries within that 10 days.
Martha 在医院里面住了十天，在十天当中有两次的手术。
Some of you have had gallbladder surgery and you know that that's very simple, but in hers it was very infected, and so there is an incision that was about a foot long that went across her entire stomach.
她的手术里面呢，有些人有经验的知道什么，但她的手术比较大。他大概有一寸长的，从这肚子里一尺长的这个从肚子里面开，从这边到这边。
So we have about 4 to 6 weeks before total recovery, but she's in the right direction.
那我们有大概4到6周的时间来恢复，但是我们现在她正是走往这个康复的路上。
Thank you for praying and your love, and we've been praying for you, and as you've been praying for us, God has been blessing in many ways.
谢谢你们的爱心和为我们祷告，那我们也为你们因的爱心也为你们祷告，我们在爱中彼此的互相祷告。
Have you ever just talked to yourself?
你有对自己讲过一些事情吗？
I'm a person who occasionally when things happen in my life I begin to talk to myself.
我是一个呢有一些事情发生的时候我会开始对我自己讲话。
Let me give you a couple examples.
让我给你们一个例子。
The other day while I was driving I didn't pay a lot of attention to what I was doing.
有一天我开车但是我不知道我在想些什么事。
And I went over the curb.
然后我开到了一个那个那个路旁的那个一个挡碍的那个 curve 上面去。
I didn't hurt anybody, but I had a conversation with me.
但是我没有伤害到任何人，但是我开始对我自己讲话。
That conversation went something like this.
这个讲话是如下。
Jay, when are you going to wake up and drive the way you're supposed to drive?
Jay, 你到底是什么时候你要醒过来，然后开到你应该要开的路上？
I had another experience this week where I had a conversation as well.
我有另外一个例子要跟大家分享。
About a month ago, there was a group of people or a family that put their trailer on our church property.
在前几个礼拜之前呢，有一个人将他的那个住货那个 trailer 那个车子住的车放在我们教会的这个亭。
They started living in it, and I went out and told them that they could not stay there, that it had to be moved because this was a parking lot for the church.
然后我跑出去告诉他们说，你们不可以住在这里，这里是教会的土地，你们不能在这里。
Maybe 2 or 3 times a week, I would go out there and say to him, "You need to move."
然后也过了两三个礼拜，我一直是靠出去告诉他们说，你们必须要离开教会的土地。
Well, after 4 weeks, I was a bit frustrated.
然后一直到了第四周，我已经开始有一点点沮丧了。
So I went out and I knocked on it and I said, I have a piece of paper that I want to give you.
然后我敲打他们的那个 trade 的门呢，跟告诉他们说，哎，我有一个纸要来给你们。
It simply said, in 72 hours, if you haven't moved, we're going to tow this away.
这纸上面这基本上就讲说，如果你在72小时之内没有离开我们的土地，我们将要帮你拖走。
I came back in 72 hours, it was still there.
我72小时回到那个地方的时候，那个 tray 还是在那个地方。
So I didn't know what to do, so I called the police.
我真的不知道要干什么，所以我就打电话给警察。
And they came and they talked to the people and said, you're trespassing.
然后呢，他们来了以后呢，就告诉这个那个货那个什么，就住房车的那个主人说，你们基本上呢已经是的侵犯了这个犯了侵犯的罪。
Then the police officer said to me, "There's only 2 things that I can do."
然后呢，警察就回过头来告诉我说，这里你只能做两件事情。
Number one, you can tow this away.
第一件事情，你可以将这个车子呢拖走。
Or number two, you could have these people arrested for trespassing.
然后第二件事情就是，你可以让这些人呢来。为他们这个侵犯的罪的付上代价。
I said to myself in that just that moment as the officer told me that, I don't have the heart to have these people arrested for trespassing.
然后呢，我一开讲到这里的时候，开始我就跟那个那个警察讲说，我没有打算让他们因为这个事情来犯上这个侵犯的罪。
I said to him, I'll give them a couple more days.
我给他们再多几天的时间。
I went home and I prayed.
我回到家里，我开始祷告。
And amazingly, the very next day, I got a telephone call from the office saying that the trailer is moved.
很高兴的第二天，我接到一个电话，从我们的办公室里面讲说，啊，那个住房车已经移走了。
Now, I told you the whole story because I had to have a conversation with myself after I got the call.
我要告诉你们这个例子，是因为我收到这个电话之后，我开始就对我自己讲话。
It was simply this, Jay.When are you going to trust God to do what He says He will do?
这是告诉我说，我自己说 ，Jay， 我到底什么时候会相信人们讲的话是他们真正要做的事
？It's time to grow up.
这个是要长大的时间到了。
And so I said to myself, what do I need to grow up about?
但是我说，他就说，现在是一个时间要长大，但是为什么是我现在要长大呢？
It is simply that God is good all the time.
最主要的是神永远是美善。
And that I need to be more thankful and praising Him for the fact of what He's going to do.
我必须要更感恩的来向他祷告他将要做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that most of the problems we have is because of spiritual immaturity.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你们，很多事情呢，我们发生的事情都是因为我们在灵里面不成熟。
We say we trust God and we believe that God can do all things.
我们说我们相信主，我们相信主能够做任何的事情。
But often we go through circumstances trying to do it ourselves and we end up finally having to say,God, it's yours.
那有些时候呢，却发生了我们想自己来解决这个问题。那到了最后结果说，我们就问神到底是怎么样。
Most of what we do in life is based on our feelings.
很多的时候我们在做的事情都是根据我们的感觉来做。
God is interested in our growth and desires that we grow up.
神是对我们的成长里面有很大的负担。
The verse of scripture that was read this morning is the heart of my message.
今天我们早上在念的这个章节是对我来讲是一个非常难的一个章节。
It simply says that we are not to remain as children.
告诉我们说我们不能再待在小孩子的模式。
It says that we are to instead to remain and hold firmly to the truth of love.
告诉我们说我们不能够是我们必须要是别中了其他人的诡计。
And to grow up in every way into Christ.
然后我们必须要成长的像主。
So God's desire for us is to grow.In our life, in every situation.
所以神的这个对我们来讲是希望我们成长。
Whether it's when I'm driving or whether it's when people come and park their trailers on our parking lot, God wants us to grow through every experience.
不管是在我们开车的时候，或者是处理这个人家到我们教会来这个做的事情，神希望我们透过这些事情来能够成长。
I imagine, brothers and sisters, you've had experiences in life where you have talked to yourself and you simply said, "When am I going to grow up?"
弟兄姐妹，我想你们在生活的人生的经历里面都有一个经验，那告诉自己说我到底什么时候能够长大。
I want to give you a few laws in which you can practice on a regular basis that will help you grow up in the will of God.
我要给你们各位几条这个法则，让你们能够在这个神的这个国度里面成长。
Let me mention the first one.
第一件。
We grow when we feed on God's word.
我们成长，因为我们畏惧神的话。
The Bible is God's soul food for our lives.
圣经是神给我们的一个果实，丰富的果实。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
You don't have to answer this out loud.
你不用是答得很大声。
But what would you feel like if the only time that you eat is on Sunday afternoons after church?
你觉得你自己在这个我们结束餐之后的这个聚餐的午餐之后，你是吃的什么东西？
If you only ate once a week, your whole week would be very difficult, wouldn't it be?
如果你只吃了那一餐， 你的接下来整个一周你会非常的痛苦。
You wouldn't have strength to do the things that you want to do.
因为你只吃一餐，你接下来都不吃的话，你会非常的虚弱。
You wouldn't have strength to walk.
你没有力量去走。
You would be very tired, difficult to make decisions.
你会很困难的去下决定。
You say it's foolish, Jay, to think that we could only eat once a week.
你会告诉我说，你这是傻的，我怎么只能够吃一餐呢？
But most of us, probably in our life, on a physical basis, eat about three times a day.
但是我们实际上，我们的这个在我们肉体上面，我们是每一天会吃到两餐到三餐。
And that's in order that we might be able to be strong and able to do the things that we enjoy in life.
所以照着这个过法，我们就有够了力量，我们可以去做我们想做的事情，或者是有能力去做。
You see, I ask the question because some of us, the only times that we are in the Bible is when we come to church once a week.
我问这个问题是因为我们很多人在我们的一周里面，只有我们来到教会的时候才吃了这个圣餐。
If we want to grow up, we need to feed on God's word on a daily basis.
如果我们想要成长长大，我们就必须要喂食神的话语，按着每一餐。
We need to take time to pray, to meditate, and to read God's word.
我们必须要冥想祷告，然后来了解神的话。
The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God."
神在圣经里面说，神的话语藏着里面，是不会去反对神的。So,
brothers and sisters, if I really want to grow up, I need to do the first thing first, and that is to feed on the Word of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们第一件事要做的事情，在这里面就是你必须用神的话语来喂养自己。I
have an action step for you this morning.
我有一个行动计划来给大家。
Commit that you will daily take time to spend with God.
你希望大家能够在每一天来看神的话。
The next law of spiritual growth is simply this.
第二个事情，我只是这样子。
We grow when we learn in different ways.
我们成长是我们学习到了不同的方式。
God loves diversity.
神喜欢的各样的方式。
Let me just quickly mention a few ways that we can learn.
我现在就要讲这几个不同的方式来给大家听。
We can learn by listening.
我们可以从听里面来学习。
By watching and reading.
我们可以从看还有读来学习。
By talking.
我们可以用借着交谈。
And by doing it.
我们也可以透过来做。
Over the last few days, I have spent time with different people talking about spiritual things.
在过去的几天里面，我跟其他一些人来谈有关于灵里面的所做的事。
And I have learned as I have talked with them, and they have talked with me. We are encouraging one another to grow in our faith.
我在交谈的过程里面呢，他们我跟他们谈这个圣灵的事，灵的事情，他们也跟我谈圣灵的事情，让我们有成长的机会。
So spiritual growth. Depends upon feeding on God's word.
所以灵的成长是在决定于在你喂食神的话。Learning
in different ways.
And 开始做了不同的方式。
And next, we grow when we develop spiritual habits.
然后最后一个是接下来是我们在这个成出了这个不同的这个学习的习惯。
Your character or who you are is the sum total of your habits.
你成为什么样的人是在决定在你的习惯上面。
The Bible says that we know these things that you'll be blessed when you practice them.
圣经上讲说，你要你能够祝被祝福，是因为你做了一些事。
I know that you've heard many messages in your lifetime.
我知道大家都听过了各样的信息。
And many people who have shared their messages have said the same thing over and over again to help you to learn and to grow in your spiritual life.
你可以听到很多的人，不同的人讲的同样的事情，一次再一次的来协助你，帮助你成长。
We develop spiritual habits by repetition and by practice.
我们学习到这个成长的过程里面呢，我们是从有一些有这个有名气的人来透过他们来学习到。
I appreciate each month in reading in your church bulletin that you're memorizing God's word.
我觉得很高兴呢，你们的教会里面能够透过每一次的来读的每一个月的这个圣经的这个话语来。
And that you're practicing that as you repeat it to each other and you share with each other.
And 在每一周每一个主日的时候，我们透过这个默念圣经来练习。
I have a friend who came to me who attends Creekside Church over here.
我有一个朋友在这个英文部的这 Creekside 里面来跟我谈。
A number of months ago, he said to me, Pastor Jay, I would like to do something with you.
他告诉我说 ，Pastor Jay， 我想要跟你一起来做一些事。
And I said, What is that?
我说你想跟我做什么事呢？
He said, "Could we memorize the book of Romans together?"
他说我们可以不可以一起来把罗马书全部记下来
？And I said to him, "I need to think about that before I tell you that I'm going to do it."
然后我告诉他说，我必须要想一下，我才能够跟你讲我的答案。
I came back to him a week later and I said, "I don't think that I could memorize the entire book of Romans."
然后几个礼拜以后呢，我回来，我告诉他说，我承认跟他讲说，我大概可能呢记。把所有的罗马书全部记下来。
But I did say to him, I'll tell you what I'll do. While you're memorizing the book of Romans, I promise you that I will read through the book of Romans every week.
然后呢，我就跟他讲说，当你在这个背诵这个罗马书的时候，我会绝对我会在这几个礼拜跟你一起，我来读罗马书。
After 1 year, he came to me and said, "Well, I've got the entire book memorized."
然后呢，做了一年之后，他来告诉我说，哦，我终于把整本罗马书都记下来了。
I saw him last week, and I asked him, "How are you doing on your continuously?" And you're continuing in your memorization of Romans.
然后呢，前几个礼拜呢，我看到他，我就在问他说：“那你现在还在记背诵你的罗马书吗？”
He said that he goes out in his backyard every week, and once a week he quotes the entire book of Romans.
他说呢，我这现在呢，就是我到我的这个后院里面，每一个礼拜之后呢，我过一个礼拜我就背诵一次罗马书。
He said to me, "It's changed my life."
他跟我讲说，这个改变了我的生活。
Because God's word is inside of me.
因为神的话语现在住在我的心里。
And when circumstances come in my life, I know what to do because God's word is in my life.
当生命上有些事情来到我生命的时候，我知道怎么去做，因为神的话语已经在我的心。
Brothers and sisters, your friends know you by the habits that you've formed.
弟兄姐妹，你的朋友知道你是因为看到观察到你的行为的这个。
If you have a habit of giving thanks or welcoming people.
如果你有这个习惯去欢迎感谢别人。
And you do it over and over again, your friends depend on you to do that because they know that's your character.
让你的朋友看到你这样不断的用这样的习惯行为去做的时候，他们知道你是一个照顾人的。
Let me continue to encourage you in 3 habits from God's word.
现在我来鼓励大家用三个习惯。
I want to encourage you in the habit of coming together for church.
我希望你们大家养成习惯来到教会。
I want to encourage you in the habit of daily reading God's word and praying and meditating.
And 我希望你们养成习惯呢，每天读经、祷告跟默想。
And I want to encourage you in the habit of memorizing God's word.
然后第三个，我希望鼓励大家能够开始来背诵神的话。
Well, let me mention quickly just a couple more ways that we grow up.
那现在我现在要再重述一下几个我们成长长大的一个习惯。
We grow up when we help others grow.
我们成长是可以透过我们帮助别人成长。
Spiritual growth is a relationship.
这个圣灵灵里面的成长是一个关系。
You can't do it on your own.
你不可能
独自。It takes a community to help us grow up.
你可以用群体的力量来协助帮助你。
And I can say to you, over these past few days, as I've gone through this time with my wife, knowing that people like you and others were praying makes a whole lot of difference.
我可以告诉你，在这里这个几个礼拜，我跟我的太太所经历的过程里面，我们确实的相信，经过透过众人的祷告，可以将事情变得不一样。
We need to help others grow.
我们需要帮助别人成长。
Let me mention another factor.
让我来讲是第二个。
We grow when we expect to grow.
我们成长，因为我们期待我们成长。
Do you believe in your heart that you're going to grow because you're spending time in God's Word?
你相信你自己，当你希望透过神的话语成长吗？
Let me mention the last thing that will help us to grow up.
那我期待最后的一件事情。
We grow when we commit.To grow.
我们成长，当我们下定决心要成长。
It's a choice.
这是一个选择。
Are you still there? Yep, there.
Okay.
We're all back. It's a choice.
这是一个选择。
Do you remember the story of Nehemiah?
你能够记得那个尼耶麦亚的故事吗？
In the book of the Bible?
在这个圣经里面
Nehemiah was in an area where the wall had been knocked down.
在尼耶麦亚的这个世界里面，这个已经被这个世界已经被击倒了。
Nehemiah was concerned about the rubble and how it looked.
这个尼耶麦亚是非常关心这个事情。
He began to pray and he asked God to help him, give him insight of what he could do.
然后他祈求神来让他知道说他要做些什么事。
Nehemiah began to hear from God and God directed him in the path that he was to go.
然后呢，他在祷告里面的神就告诉他的方向，让他知道要去哪里。
And then Nehemiah went out to the people.
然后这个尼耶麦亚就跑，就去接触了人。
And in the ninth chapter of Nehemiah,
在这个九章里面
，He said, "Let's make a covenant to God and to each other."
说我们来跟神定了一个合约吧。
And this is what we will do together.
这个是我们现在要做的。
And as a result of the covenant that they made together, they stayed together and they completed the rebuilding of the wall.
然后呢，这里面呢，他们跟神这一起订了合约，然后他们一起来建造成的那个围墙。
I don't know what are the things that stand in your way of growing.
我不晓得在现在目前在你面对的什么阻碍来阻碍你成长。
But as we sign a covenant together that we're going to grow together.
如果我们一起来订一个合约，然后我们会一起一同的成长。
And we pray and we help each other.
然后我们一起祷告，我们一起互相帮忙。
God will indeed bless us.
然后神就会非常非常的来祝福我们。
And we will grow up in spiritual maturity to be the person that God wants us to be.
然后我们就会成长在灵里面，需要有神希望我们成长的人。
Could we read together again the passage of scripture from Ephesians 4:14.
然后现在让我们来一起来就翻到原来我们那个这个圣经我们刚刚才念的那个以弗所书第四章十四节。
Go ahead and read.
OK, 那我们一起来念，请大家翻到这以弗所书第四章十四节。好，我一起来念哈。使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风动。飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
It says we're not to remain as children.
就是说告诉我们不要再做小孩子了。
Instead, we're to hold firmly to the truth of love.
让我们能够掌握在这个诚实里面爱里面
and to grow up in every way into Christ.
然后凡事长进连于严守基督。
God help us in our spiritual maturity to grow up to be everything He wants us to be.
让神的协助我们，让我们的灵里面能够成长，成为他所要我们成长。
Thank you.
Okay.